Let's get to Lindsay Smith, because we're at the ball today. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning, mate.
So you got a good hand, as always, at the home track. Lindsay, which one's your best for the punters for our dollar?
The last one.
The last one. Race 8, number 1, Glitter and Gold. No hesitation.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Glitter and Gold, he's been cool as a cucumber on this. He was last the rails, but he went straight through the middle, sailed away and won the last.
The Early Mail.
Al's up and about today. He's ready to roll. He's got a big tip coming for the RSN Multi not too far away. Make sure you're listening for that. We're racing at Sandown today. We're on the hillside track, and Greg Groves is ready for us. There's been a bit happening in terms of weather this week. Greg, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, how's the track looking? We've had a bit of rain, precipitation the last couple of days.
Yeah, a little bit of rain, which is not a bad thing. So the track is rated this morning as just in the soft five range. Was soft five yesterday, but hasn't improved much over 24 hours. So I'm looking at the weather and looking at the radar. There's a little bit of light rain coming from the north. So if we get any of that, I think it may stay in the soft five, or at least in the soft range.
Yep.
Otherwise, if the wind gets up and with no rain and the sun comes out, we may improve into a good four.
All right, so there might be a chance for an upgrade, but a soft five at this stage. What's the rail doing today?
Okay, we're at 6 metres. We were at 3 metres last week. So, moved out another 3. There's a little bit of wear and tear down the front straight. We're halfway through a pretty long campaign. So, the track is starting to show a bit of wear and tear. But overall, some pretty good nick.
And how's our going stick looking?
Righto, the going stick's 8.7 and with a shear of 9.4
for the shear as well. So, that says to me, that's a pretty good surface for racing, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. There's no real issue there at all. It just depends on what the weather does for us, whether it stays where it is or improves or gets any worse.
We'll be watching with great interest, Greg. Appreciate your time. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Greg Groves with us from Sandown. Soft 5, 6 metres, so 3 metres of fresh ground there after being out 3 last time. 8.7 the going stick and 9.4 the shear. Now, what we're going to find a winner today with Mick Kent Jr., part of the Price Kent Jr. training accommodation. He joins us on the line. Good morning, Mick.
Morning. How are you doing?
Going very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm super. Yeah, super. Here at track work, watching horses work in the dark. We love it. We love it.
And it's getting darker. It's going to be getting darker the way through winter. So what sort of binoculars do you need?
I have got a beautiful set of binoculars. What are they? Bushnell. They're very clear. So now it's good. We actually trialled sleeping this morning for the staff. They started an hour later, being a Wednesday, pretty cruisy morning, and they're all buzzing on the bridle, so they've really enjoyed it.
So, this has come up yesterday with Andrew Jones and Michael Felgate about later starts and all that sort of stuff. Is this just your stable, or is this sort of an industry thing?
It'll come in across the industry. Ballarat are doing it. As in track times are starting later. We've just started our stable later, so the track opens at 4. We came in at 5 this morning. But you've got twilight racing tonight, night racing Thursday, night racing Friday. So, the staff really appreciate it when you can do it.
Yeah, nice thing to do. All right, let's get find some winners for the stable today, and hopefully everyone in the staff room gets a nice cup of tea and a few extra bickies on the back of it. Race 4, you've got 2 for us, Celestial Harbour and Denied, 6 and 8 in race 4. So 2 chances. Are they 2 pretty good chances, Michael?
Yeah, I think Denied will be denied her chance of running. She'll probably come out through the wide barrier. Celestial Harbour will get a beautiful run for superstar jockey Damien Lane. And in a race with plenty of speed, she'll get the beautiful run in behind. She's an okay filly, so I'd give her like a loose each way chance, but more of a place bet than a winning chance.
Right, more of a place than winner for Celestial Harbour, race 4, number 6. Then you got race 7, you got 2 again. You got number 3, Loco, who I know the Owl is a massive fan of after its win on debut. And then Cadazio, number 4, who's a bit deeper into the market. Loco, have you got a bit of an opinion of this horse?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. It's funny, he was quite unassuming just at home. He's quite a laid-back character, but I don't think anyone thought he would do what he did on debut. He set off a relatively moderate tempo and went bang, and was most impressive. And when Ethan Brown was out, it probably had 10 different jockeys trying to get onto him. Mark Zara has been given the opportunity, and it's going to be a tricky one from barrier 1. Yeah, just going to hope that things pan out for us. I'm imagining with a bit of rain around and big hillside, they might come off the fence, and that would present, a spreading of the field, and that might help us out. If that's the case, then he's a very, very promising horse, and yeah, he's en route to an Adelaide Derby.
And Cardazio first up?
He's similar. He looked most impressive at his debut run. He lost his action in the spring, given the long break. He's come back quite well. The thing is, probably lacking a bit of race fitness on Loco, but from a perfect draw, I would not surprise to see him win. But certainly a very good place bet. I think he's going terrific. He's always been a promising horse. But an edge to Loco, given he's got race fitness on his side.
So for the dollar punters out there, like me, what would you do with that today, please?
Yeah, I'd have that on Loco, and then I'd multi it into Globe Thursday night at Pakenham.
Oh, hey, this is new information. Globe at Pakenham Thursday night. Righto, we're going to do it. We're going to send our dollar today to Loco, race 7, number 3, and we'll put it into Globe tomorrow at Pakenham. I'll give you those details shortly. Before I let you go quickly, Elation, we're going to see it resume at Bendigo on Saturday?
Yeah, you will. Yeah, he'll run very well. So, yeah, there you go. Add that to your multi as well. he's going super, honestly. Very happy with him. He had 3 trials and... if he draws well and the race suits, he'll run very well fresh.
Well, that is good news for the stable fans out there listening on RSN. We appreciate Tom as always. Have a great day today.
No, you're welcome. Thanks.
Good stuff. Mick Kent Jr. there, part of the Price Kent Jr. training combination. So, righto. So, we're into race 7, number 3 today with our dollar. It's $2.80 the early market at tab.com.au. And we're going to find what number of and race Globe is in tomorrow night. That's a nice little push. I'll give you that info after 7 o'clock. We need to set Steve out the challenge. So, Luke Beveridge talking today. Need to get in there at the press conference with Mike in hand with the RSN Cube. That's the challenge for Steve-O.